It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS. Streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. Scott's always got solid audio up there from MSU games and things of that nature. And then also, you can follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Get updates on all the guests that we're going to have on the show. We'll have Dave Revson on today, the Big Ten Network. Also, we'll have at 10:30 from RPI.com, Jerry Palm will be on talking about, college RPI.com, my bad. College RPI.com will be on to talk a little bit about the landscape of the bubble watch and things of that nature. But right now, we're talking about NBA. We're talking about pro basketball. And like I said, Scott, I hate the NBA, but I do pay attention to it. I think it's important to focus on this kind of stuff. And the current trend that I'm seeing, personally, I think is a major problem, especially to the Detroit Pistons. Case, because the Detroit Pistons are in dire straits of becoming an irrelevant team. In my opinion, the way it's working right now, you're going to have eight dominant teams. Okay, as these players start to team up and sign in free agent things in that sort of way, you'll have eight dominant teams, eight teams that'll sort of compete, and then you'll have 14 teams that are just going to get left out in the cold. And I think the Pistons are in danger of becoming one of those teams that could get left out of the cold.
Oh, I have to agree, because it stems back to, I don't know if it was 2 weeks ago we talked about it, just the last few deals of the free agent signings of Ben Gordon and Charlie Villanueva. Those were your go-to guys that you brought in to reshape the organization. And the whole last segment, the one word that I could think was diva.
Yeah,
that's what the NBA is. They're allowed to get away with it. And the worst thing is these guys are looked up to as role models. And you know that there's guys in college, guys in high school, guys even younger than that, who are watching saying, yeah, I can do that. So now you're going to see people, what if kids in high school, well, I don't like my coach, let's all just sit out. We're not going to show up.
That is the most embarrassing part about this, is the fact that, you know what, you don't like your coach. That's great. You know what, you didn't like Flip Saunders. You didn't like Michael Curry. Now you don't like John Kuster. Who do you like? Who do you like? Because at first I was thinking, okay, maybe it is the coaches. But when you do it three times in a row in three successive seasons or four successive seasons, at that point, I start to think, you know what? It's not the coach, it's the players.
Well, and these players specifically, right now, they don't have that kind of clout. I don't know where they get away with thinking. Maybe in 04, 05, if you got Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, Rip and Chauncey, them together, and they really didn't like the coach, you could go, okay, now these four are my team. If they don't like what's going on, they can pull together and make some changes. But that was Rip Hamilton 7 years ago.
I'm not listening to Chris Wilcox and Tracy McGrady when they decide to protest. In fact, I loved what Kuster did, which is he basically said, all right, you don't want to play? You just won't play. We'll just play with six guys.
Well, and the thing that upsets me is, okay, Pistons, just come clean about it. They're saying, oh, well, they missed the bus. One had the stomach flu. And
I believe inside sources when I hear
sources. I mean, come on. The guys knew. Tracy McGrady said, well, if it was planned, wouldn't everybody know about it? Yeah, that's why you guys were chuckling at the end of the bench when you saw Q get ejected in the second quarter.
Yeah. It's very embarrassing, and the state of the Detroit Pistons at this point is, this is 3 years removed from a team that had gone to the conference final how many years in a row? 6 years in a row? 7 years in a row? Something like that? And now you're talking about a team that has been completely gutted. I've never seen a team completely fall apart after one player got lost. Okay, I've never seen a team do it the way this team has after getting rid of Chauncey Billups. Now, here's the situation, okay? Because obviously we tied Joe Dumars to the whole Chauncey Billups thing. We tied Joe Dumars to everything. I think he is accountable for everything that he's done. You sign a guy like Charlie Villanueva to a $35 million deal when the guy never averaged more than 13 points a game outside of a contract year, that's a problem, okay? The trends in Toronto and Milwaukee, Villanueva, 13 points, 11 points, 11 points, 11 points, 11 points. The 1 year that he averaged 16 points was a contract year, okay? That should be a red flag. Ben Gordon, I like Ben Gordon. I thought Ben Gordon was a good player at the Bulls. I think Ben Gordon is a good player now. The problem is Ben Gordon is not $60 million good. And you can't sign guys like him for $60 million. You just can't do it. Especially, I know the market's getting boosted. I know guys like Darko Milicic are making $30 million. You can't fall into those problems. You can't pay guys just because you want somebody on your team. And I see what Joe Dumars was doing here. I do. I think if you look at the drafts over between 2007 and now, you can see that his plan was to try and rebuild the Detroit Pistons and have a second coming in that 2014, okay? He drafts Rodney Stuckey, he drafts Austin Day, he drafts Greg Monroe. He's trying to get players so he can have a clean breakthrough with new players and get rid of the old players. But it's backfired somewhere along the way. And right now, it's got to completely be stripped apart. Do you agree?
Yes, I definitely do. And one thing that hurt them this year wouldn't change things a ton, but Jonas Jerebko going down early.
Yeah.
Because he was right in that mold of the guy you didn't really know. Because let's face it, the early 2000 teams, there weren't superstars on there. They were good players, but it was kind of surprising to see them go to all-star games and things like that. Like, Chauncey Billups was great. Rip Hamilton was great. But
they were 16-point-a-game type
exactly.
of guys.
And
the difference was everybody on the team averaged 16 to 18 points a game.
Exactly. And that's why when you have Jerebko was able to come in and out of nowhere, second-round pick from Europe, I mean, come in as a rookie and do what he did, he could have added that, just kind of that extra person there in the Pistons style. But him not being there doesn't make that big of a difference.
It's an interesting point you make about Pistons style, because we talk about guys like Tayshaun Prince and, you know, Rip Hamilton, Tracy McGrady. These are no longer Pistons style guys. And I'm telling you right now, I think the fans would still come and watch this team and wouldn't be the 26th ranked attendance if this team played blue collar type basketball. Okay, you have to reflect your city at some point. And you've got a bunch of guys on this team that are prima donnas and don't care.
Well, look at the last time they tried to go get superstars. You had Grant Hill and Jerry Stackhouse, and they were awful in teal jerseys.
Yeah, well, you know what? Grant Hill, I liked Grant Hill when he was with the Pistons. Grant Hill got derailed by injuries. Jerry Stackhouse was a guy who didn't want to play with anybody else. But Grant Hill, I give credit to. But this team, okay, I think that you can build with some of the players on this team, but that trade for Tayshaun, you have to take that, okay? You've got to rebuild this team. And when somebody offers you an expiring contract over 10 mil plus a first-round pick, no matter how late it is, you have to take trades like that, okay? This team has to think outside the box. They're no longer going to be able to get a big-time free agent to build around, which means they're forced to do what they did last time with the Pistons, which is get five good all-around players. And they can do that, but they have to start building now. Coming up next, we'll talk MSU-Purdue. We'll give you a couple segments talking about that. How big of a game is this really for MSU in the tournament picture? It's coming up next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.